This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. The all-party parliamentary delegation wrapped up its visit to the U.S. after meeting with Vice President J.D. Vance and Deputy Secretary of State Christopher Landau among political and diplomatic leadership to drive home India's strong resolve to combat terrorism emanating from Pakistan. The delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor was on the last leg of a multi-nation tour to brief key interlocutors about Operation Sindoor that India launched in retaliation of the April 22 Pahalgam terror attack. The delegation was one of the seven multi-party delegations India had tasked to visit 33 global capitals to reach out to the international community to expose Pakistan's links to terrorism. The all-party delegation led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad reached Delhi yesterday after successfully concluding its visit to Germany. The delegation carried forward India's strong message of zero tolerance against terrorism. Talking to media after returning from the visit, Mr. Prasad said his delegation visited France, Italy, Denmark, England, Belgium and Germany, and the foreign nations condemned the Pahalgam terror attack.
हर जगह संसद के वरिष्ठ लोग मंत्रीगण थिंक टैंक मीडिया और भारतीय कम्युनिटी से बातचीत हुई भारत के प्रति पहलगाम के बर्बर आतंकवाद के खिलाफ बहुत गुस्सा है और सबों ने कंडेम किया.
At least 28 persons stranded at Chatan, North Sikkim, and 20 army personnel were airlifted yesterday as the road connectivity in the region had been snapped due to multiple landslides triggered by heavy rain. A chopper evacuated 28 civilians comprising minors, tourist taxi drivers and government officials from Chatan in the first sortie, while 20 army personnel returned to Pakyong in another trip. The Mi-17 helicopter also transported essential supplies for army personnel stationed at Chatan. The Sikkim government arranged the helicopter to provide immediate relief and safe evacuation of those affected by the landslides in the region after getting a distress call from them. Defence Research and Development Organisation's Vehicle Research and Development Establishment, VRDE, in Ahmednagar, Maharashtra, has transferred technologies of 9 defence systems to 10 Indian industries. The systems include the chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear CBRN, recce vehicle, mounted gun system, anti-terrorist vehicle and Vajra riot control vehicle, among others. The technology transfer ceremony was attended by DRDO Chairman Dr. Samir V. Kamath. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. Kamath complimented DRDO and the industry for the exceptional performance of indigenous systems during Operation Sindoor. The prestigious Axiom 4 AX4 mission is scheduled to be launched from NASA's Kennedy Space Center tomorrow at 5:52 p.m. IST. This historic mission will carry 4 astronauts from the U.S., India, Poland and Hungary to the International Space Station for a 14-day scientific mission in low Earth orbit. U.S. President Donald Trump's order banning citizens of 12 countries from entering the United States will come into force today. The countries affected by the latest travel ban are Afghanistan, Myanmar, Chad, Republic of the Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. The entry of people from 7 other countries, including Burundi, Cuba, Laos, Sierra Leone, Togo, Turkmenistan, and Venezuela, will be partially restricted. The Israeli military has announced that it has located and identified the body of senior Hamas leader Mohammad Sinwar in a tunnel beneath European hospital in Khan Yunis, southern Gaza. According to the IDF, Sinwar was killed in an airstrike on the 13th of last month, which the Hamas-run civil defense agency said killed 28 people and injured dozens. In tennis, Spain's Carlos Alcaraz pulled off a remarkable comeback to defend his French Open title, defeating world number one Jannik Sinner of Italy in a jaw-dropping 5-set epic last night. More from our correspondent.
Down 2 sets and facing 3 championship points, reigning champion Alcaraz seemed on the brink of defeat. But the 22-year-old Spaniard roared back to claim a stunning victory in one of the most thrilling finals in Grand Slam history.
And that is the end of this news bulletin.